Tuesday, Dexter, a good day program. My friend, fellow trooper, Jennifer Horn. I don't mean stormtrooper. She's a trooper.
Super trooper.
She is here and holds her end down well. Roberta will be checking the Queen of Cheap Deals later on in this hour. And you have a lot of television news. We didn't have much. Yesterday we did things a little differently because I wanted you guys, you sounded tired, kind of like I sound today.
That's mean.
A little curly. So yesterday we had Robin Marshall here visiting with us, and so we didn't do some of our usual stuff, including a lot of the overview of what's going on the television. So we have a complete report, including who's going to be hosting the Emmys. You know what, Roberta? I know you don't want to talk about your cousin, but it seems he's everywhere. Every time you pick up a newspaper, every time you go online, every time you look anywhere, there's a story about Peter Facinelli,
who's
Roberta's cousin. He opened up about his divorce from Jenny Garth, who I think is quite an interesting, nice lady. It doesn't mean you have to. You know, a lot of people say when they're examining things, like, why couldn't they get along? Mm. Who knows?
Who knows?
And frankly, you know what? I'm not going to necessarily say this for you, but I noted that Jeremy Renner, who is someone that has made his way up the ladder pretty well the last 3 or 4 years in terms of star quality. He was in that movie about the Vietnam War, and then he seemed to get a lot of attention. He's been in a lot of movies lately.
He was great in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. So here we've got this mania, and I'm glad he stepped up to the plate yesterday. I'd be interested in your thoughts. 800-510-8255. It's Doug at DougStephan.com, or it is Facebook.com/Good Day, or Twitter at Good Day. Why is it that we feel compelled to support programs like TMZ that chase people around? Renner said yesterday, Roberta, and Jennifer, that he is, quote-unquote, sick and tired of people speculating about who he's dating or whether he's gay or not. He said, continuing, quote, I want my personal life to be personal, and it's not effing true what's in the Hollywood Reporter. And I don't care if you're talking about things that are true or not. It still is my personal life.
Right.
How about I go peek in your window, take a look at your underwear, take pictures of who you're sleeping with.
Rifle through your garbage.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I agree with him. I agree with him, but you know what comes along with being a celebrity. And, he does a good job of staying as private as he can, but some of these celebrities ask for this, and they're the ones that have created the TMZ thing.
Who asks for it?
Oh, my
gosh.
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian.
All right. Paris Hilton. Okay, but what about Alec Baldwin, who's all over the New York papers? You saw that Twitter yesterday, Roberta? He really took the Post apart. Took it apart.
But if they didn't want the publicity, they wouldn't be saying things the way they say it.
Yeah, and to his point, he asks for it. He's the celebrity, but his girlfriend or his fiance is not.
Just because he's a celebrity?
It comes with the job now. It really does. You have to know when you get into it. It comes with the job.
It used to be part of the movie system, the studio system, this whole thing, and when the studios didn't do it anymore because the paparazzi took over.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe this is the choice. Is this, if in fact you want the attention, like some of the people that you've enumerated, if in fact you would like to be out there, if in fact you want everybody to understand what's going on in your life, then you've made that decision, not the news media or the paparazzi or these people who have decided they want to get in your face. If you put yourself out there and volunteer to be scrutinized, that's one thing, and you get what you get. But if you want to have a private life, just because you have chosen, what's the difference? Let's say a guy owns a furniture store, and a lot of people go to his furniture store, a lot of people know who he is. Do you think that the local news media is sending a camera and an interviewer to his house to find out, hey, Bob, tell me about that dining room table that you're selling for $8.99? So what's the difference between Bob and his furniture store and Jeremy Renner, who happens to be in a movie? Everybody, Bob spends a lot of money advertising on television and on the radio, so everybody knows who he is. But do people go to his house? No, they don't go to his house, even though he's as well known as Jeremy Renner. I think Renner is right on. If you put yourself out there and say, okay, I want to be loved, I want to be known, I want everybody to know about my life and who I'm sleeping with and what flowers are growing in my garden, that's swell. You've made that choice. But if you've just chosen to be an actor or an actress, my son, who has many friends who are young actors that you all know, and they play basketball together, they go out to dinner together, they go dating together, they have fun together, but, you know, they kind of go to places where they won't be recognized or they won't be chased around because they don't want to be. I would use it, I mean, I'm not going to drop names, but it's these people are people that most of us know. And they have chosen to act as a career. And they are good at it. But they don't want everybody to know who they're dating. So they may go to places either that leave them alone or they go to places that, and they dress in a way that they're not necessarily recognized.
Right, and they want to maintain privacy.
Because they
want to
maintain some privacy.
Right. But yet, at the same time, when you are, I mean, you just have to realize that when you become, if you want to become a super celebrity, that people are going to be interested in you. And you
kind
of have
to
give
be their choice to lay it out there. If they don't want you to know any more about them than they are, either she or he is a good actor or actress, then why isn't that okay? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be some? Why does Peter Fasinelli now feel like he has to open up about his marriage to Jenny Garth? I don't think he really wants to.
No, he doesn't. He's a very private person.
But he was on Live with Kelly yesterday.
Well, you know, it has to be addressed, though. I mean, you just can't go on and not say anything.
So in that circumstance,
I suppose. Yeah, so I think he addressed it.
Say we're doing okay, and we're handling it privately.
And butt out.
I know. She'll always be a part of my life, and we're going to parent together. And, you know, he said very appropriate thing. And actually, he said things that if you are going through a divorce, this would be, you know.
Yeah, you can look up to them. Yeah. There are a couple you can look up to.
Okay.
So they make a choice then to make those statements. But if they aren't making choices, did Angelina Jolie make a choice? Did Jennifer Aniston make a choice? Are all these other people, how many people do you find in the news today? Tracy Morgan, I'm looking just through some of the celebrity news today. Who's in it and why are they in it? It bugs me. And when somebody like Renner opens up to this sort of thing and says what he is really feeling, I applaud him for saying that. And I think he ought to get a microphone and he ought to go to Harvey Levin's house and find out what kind of underwear he's wearing. I do. I think he ought to do it. I think Jeremy Renner, I think that would be the best thing. That would be a great Saturday Night Live bit.
That's cool.
Right?
Harvey Levin will tell you what kind of underwear he's wearing.
Well,
actually.
Yeah. Okay, so
he's less
he
strong.
Likes that. That's why he's doing this job, because he wants that.
Right. Who? What was I? The Greek lady on the plane? Well, I flew with Manu. What's that woman's name? That's on
Debbie Matenopoulos. Are you talking about her?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So she does that all the time. Let somebody turn it around and go to her house. That's the kind of stuff. I think that would be. Whether it would change anything? Is any of this discussion we're having going to change anything? Probably not. But if you feel to express yourself about this, 800-510-8255. I just think that it's over the top. It's foolish. And more than that, it's just not necessarily fair. You make a choice to do something with your life. People have said to me, hello, when I go visit state, I at least like to meet people and talk to them about what's going on in their lives. So I'm happy to do that, and I'm pretty good at separating people sort of I'm laughing about something that happened yesterday. I needed a steam cleaner to clean. We've always used power washers on the pavement around the greenhouse where the calves are born. Yesterday was the first calf. The birthing has begun. It was our first calf born on the farm for the season. We'll have 170, 180 of them during the course of the year between now and November. And we try to keep the place immaculate, as clean as we can keep it, because we don't want bugs. We are very unusual. Any of you who have farm background know that to have 170 calves and not lose any in a year is remarkable to the point of being astounding. So anyway, we've had that record for 3-4 years, thanks to Edgar's wife, Georgette. And so, and one of the things that she really did, sort of requests or demands or whatever, and Edgar was out there last night at 8:30 with his steam cleaner.
Mm.
And he's not any longer just using a hot water power washer. We're using a steam cleaner.
Yeah, that's a very clean area.
It boils the water to 230 degrees, kills anything and everything that's around the area where the calves are living. So I went to the hardware store to get the steam cleaner. And I was asking a few questions. And this is a town that's, let's see, it's, I'm in Framingham. I had to go through Marlborough to go to Hudson, a little town, a little bit north of here. But this is the place where you can find these steam cleaners. So I go in and I'm asking, you know, you have one that I can buy, rent, whatever it is. And this guy starts talking to me about my farm and about me. And I looked at this guy and I said, in a nice way, do I know you? He said, no, but I know you. So yeah. I said, how do you know me? Everybody knows about you. And I said, do you live in Framingham? He said, no. Well, how do you know about me? Well, you're that rich guy with those farms in Northwest Framingham.
You're the rich guy.
I'm the rich guy from Northwest Framingham.
He should talk to your staff.
No, what I said to him was, I looked at him square in the eye and said, I'll tell you what, I'll exchange bank accounts with you and mortgages. How's that? He was friendly and he was nice. It was just, and I was very friendly toward him. Yesterday I ran for a town meeting member for my precinct, and I happened to win. And everybody
did cool.
Yeah, everybody said
that's
to me, it's because you have such high name recognition. But I don't go about the business of trying here. To go back to what we're talking about, I don't like necessarily. I don't mind it, but I don't go out of my way. To have, you know, there's a handbook of people who live in Framingham who are well known, and there are 4 or 5 radio people that live various stations in town, and people who are politically connected or people who run businesses. My name's not in there, and I don't want it in there. I don't want people to know other than what they gather from the gossip, and that's why I go back to what Renner said. If you choose to put yourself out there, that's swell. When I go to visit people, I'm going to visit them, and they like to talk about the program and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, somebody referred to me as a celebrity. I don't think of myself as a celebrity at all. This is a job that I love. I enjoy being here with Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and all of you every day. And it's cool that, yeah, do I have some name recognition? Am I as well known in the radio world? Not necessarily in terms of audience size like Limbaugh has or some of the other people. Am I known in the radio community among people who own radio stations or run radio stations or who are behind the scenes? Yeah, I am. And I am pleased that I have a good reputation. But I don't stick myself out there and present myself as someone who is other than a guy who has found something that he has maybe a gift in, and likes to do what he does, and makes a couple of bucks at it when business is good. That's it. That's, you know, other than that, what do I want to be? I want to be known as a good father to Megan and Brendan. That's pretty, I want people to know me as a pretty good farmer. And, you know, I want people to know me because I want folks to support my alma mater, Heidelberg University, and send children there because it's a good school. That's it. But other than that, mind your own business. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sounder from American Idol, as we get started with a couple of the performers from last night's American Idol, including DeAndre Brackensick. We'll open the show with I Like It.
It was 80s night.
Okay, 80s night in American Idol. Right?
For quite a while, you're on my mind every day and every night.
Did they go back to the 70s, or how far back did they go on American Idol with music?
They do. They'll go back to the 60s.
They do?
No, sure.
Oh. But if most of the people watching American Idol are Jennifer's age and your
That's
age.
That's where they're genius on this show.
Yeah, because they introduce new music.
Yeah.
Well, not only they introduce new music to the young people, but they grab the older crowd like me and you, Doug, and, yeah, and Roberta, in with the songs that we know that these kids have never heard of.
Yeah. What Tony used to say, she loved watching it because she liked a new version of the older songs. By the way, Ryan Seacrest made his big announcement on the Today Show yesterday, going to be part of the
lackluster, wasn't it?
Coverage of Summer Olympics. It was more about him and his elbow, and I have to catch a plane to get back for an audition at noontime in Los Angeles.
Right.
That was what I heard. Anyway.
This guy's good. I like this guy's voice.
Yeah, not bad, Richie. Let's listen to a little of how did the judges thought that was one of his best performances. So that's good. If you're a fan of DeAndre, there you go. Elise Testoni followed up with I Want to Know What Love Is. Now, see, I don't mind her voice, and I kind of like this. My gut tells me. But the judges didn't feel this was one of her best performances.
She's off key.
She is?
Yeah, she's
off key.
Okay, then let's listen to one of these duets, Richie. Colton Dixon and Skylar Lane with Islands in the Stream.
Tough song.
Love this song.
When I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
Not buying it.
I don't know.
No? I don't think it's bad. But the judges seem to like it.
To me that I can't explain.
It's not bad. Wendy Williams on her program yesterday interviewed Kijan, who was tossed off of Idol last week, and now what his plans are. Most people seem to like this fellow.
How did this whole American Idol thing come? I heard that you work with kids in Queens.
Yeah.
Kids with learning disabilities?
Yeah, I started off this competition for my kids back at home with their people with disability. We're a nonprofit organization. I've been working with them. I just want to give something back to them, like proving them if you truly believe in yourself, you can become someone. And that's why I started.
Great mentors this season. Who's your favorite?
I had so much. Mary J was there. P. Diddy was there.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks was there.
I read that you said that Puffy was drunk when he mentored you.
Oh, come on.
Was he drunk?
It's 100% joke. Like, everyone knows that he owns a liquor company, so I just made a joke. And then.
Well, yeah. But you are the jokester.
I am.
So you had a big crush on Jennifer Lopez?
No, well, she had a crush on me.
He's a funny dude, man.
Randy suggests maybe some comedy in your future. I mean, everybody knows you're a good singer, but you also have a little knack about you, and you have good skin.
Yeah.
Would you consider a sitcom or something?
Now,
like that?
Okay. Well, hold on a second. Who else but Wendy Williams would talk about your skin? I think that's one of the things that I like about her. And she's
funny.
Not talking about the usual stuff. With these, but I think that's very cool. I like her.
This kid's a funny guy. I can see him in the sitcom.
Yeah,
apparently. I liked him a lot.
He's not done by any stretch of the imagination. He just doesn't sing as well as apparently some of the others, but that doesn't mean he has
a lot of personality.
Talent. Good for him. 28 past the hour. Speaking of personality, his name is Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down
on the porch. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The beautiful people are here. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, has some deals in a moment. Jennifer Horn always is beautiful, sounds beautiful, is beautiful. Rich McFadden, the woman just fall at his feet.
They do.
Everywhere, yeah.
Right. No, only the ones that you know.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Regardless.
A little rivalry going on.
I was never that guy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Regardless of the circumstances, this is not even worth a second sentence, actually. The circumstances that we all face today is really something we ought to set ourselves aside for just a second. Think about what circumstances you're presented with today to do good things. You have the ability to choose to do things the right way or the wrong way, good things, bad things. You have the ability to be up or down, right or left, action on something or no action. Action is a great word, isn't it? Isn't that word action,
Sean,
a great word? And you know another good word is, Roberta, decision.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions and consequences. That's a great word. Destination, decisions, consequences, destinations. Put those together. You have choices. You can choose a destination, decide to do something, and with that decision is a consequence. You can, and maybe this applies to, if you're just joining us, what we were talking about in the last half hour. People who are well-known, who choose to be well-known, or, you know, because of their, whatever their job choices are in life, their career choices. But if you make a choice to do something and you choose not to take the bonds that come with it, then you ought to be able to make that choice. I want to be an actor, but I don't want the paparazzi to chase me around. Shouldn't I be able to make that choice? Right? Isn't that...
Well, there are some things that come with the territory, though.
But why?
Because that's how it is.
Who decided that?
Works.
Who decided that?
Just the studios did.
Yeah, just like being a politician. You just have to know when you live your life in the public eye, you live your life in the public eye.
And you're naive if you think it's not going to be that way.
Well, I just mean that it isn't necessarily naive. I just don't like... If I've made a choice...
You've made a choice to be on the radio. You have to expect a certain amount of attention because of that choice. If you decide to live as private a life as you can, that's great. but don't get mad when somebody recognizes you, knows who you are, wants to talk to you.
No, I wasn't angry with the guy.
No, I'm just
saying,
in general.
I just sort of got a kick out of his read on me, and I think that's what happened. A lot of people, they hear little things.
You're that rich guy in Framingham.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I once had somebody tell me, gee, I'm really glad I got to know you before I knew who you are.
Who are you?
What does that mean exactly?
Well, no, they didn't know who I was as far as the radio stuff was concerned.
They would have had expectations of who you are
from the
had
radio.
They known who
right.
you
right.
were.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we got to know you before we know who you were.
No one has ever said that to me.
And
am I missing out on something?
And I'm like, okay.
No,
it's fine. It's so funny.
Whatever.
People, yeah, when you say I work in radio, people all of a sudden have this expectation.
Well, of all of the people that
are
on this program,
who you are,
Jennifer,
right.
of all the people who are on this program, you are the cleanest, shiniest face that we have. And you are
she bathes every day, unlike the rest of us.
Universally, speak for yourself. Right?
Almost every day.
Universally, Jennifer is liked. There, I couldn't tell you.
I'm not liked universally.
No, not
even close.
Why?
So mean.
There's a no contest.
From New York?
No.
Is my political views are sane?
Yeah, no. Nothing to do with that. It's just
the only hate mail I got, Roberto, was somebody who thought that I was you. I'm never listening to this show again because Jennifer said this, and we're like, Roberta said that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Jennifer, you are as pure as they come.
What do you mean, it's right? I'm the person who said that.
No.
I am a personal pronoun. Doug's right or you're right, not it's right.
Well,
I'm not some object like a screw.
But everybody thinks this about Jennifer.
No, but you got a few loose.
An improper... What'd you just say?
An improper what?
Wait a minute.
No, but you have a few loose.
Wait a minute. Just a second.
Screw loose.
I'm going to use that word, but it'll probably have a U attached to it.
Or go.
All right, anyway.
I always wonder whether you're really screwed on as tightly as we think you are, Jennifer.
No, I'm a freaking... I'm like, are you kidding? I'm as crazy as they come. It's
I know you
ridiculous.
Pretty well. I mean, I know you really pretty well.
I know it better than you, Richie.
And, you know, I mean, you don't lose it much.
No.
I don't lose it much.
She controls it when she does lose it.
Yeah, I'm coming to L.A. in June, and Jen and I are going to hang, and I'm going to see just how crazy.
Let's get into a street fight.
I've poured a couple bottles of wine inside of her, and she still holds it together. Yeah. She's the perfect person.
All right, we have Jennifer talking about the latest with Chevy Chase, and Ashton Kutcher apparently is stirring the pot. Speaking of stirring things up, we'll get to that in a moment. First, though, the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Amsterdam. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I have to say, before Roberta does this, do you mind? I have little endearing names that I use for people that are close to me.
Okay.
I've had my names for Roberta.
You ought to hear the one he has for me.
I got a real endearing name for you.
What are the endearing names? Do you know them?
I call Nancy Devine, who is the lady at the bank that I have grown up with. She and I are about the same age, and she's been at the bank forever. And I started calling her Tootsie Puts. So she just sent me an email.
And Tootsie Puts?
Tootsie Puts.
That's funny. How do you spell Puts? P-O-O-T-S?
She spelled it P-U-T-Z. I don't know that I've ever spelled it.
That's a putz.
Yeah, but that's putz.
Putz, yeah.
Putz.
Okay, yeah, Puts would be P-O-O-T-Z.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, P-O-O-T-Z. One of the most wonderful people. Like Jennifer. She's squeaky clean as well. All right, as a matter of fact, maybe we'll call her in a minute just for fun. All right, first, though, Roberta, let's get to the Queen of Cheap, will you please?
Okay, let's start with free food. You know how I love free food. We have Quiznos. We have a coupon for you. Buy one sub, get one free. And we also have a coupon that's $2 off a $10 purchase. So I don't know if you can combine them. Boy, if you can, that's a deal. Ace Hardware. Through the end of the month, you get $5 off a $25 purchase. And we have the coupon for you also at the Queen of Cheap section of DougStefan.com. Sports Authority, through the 10th of April, 25% off one item just in time for spring training and the spring sports and all that sort
of
stuff.
Absolutely. That's what I'm using for my son's baseball pants.
Yep.
First day of baseball season today. You got any deals on tickets, Roberta? I need a ticket to a game.
I got some free Mets tickets if you want.
Who wants to see the Mets?
Bath and Body Works. You know, you've heard buy one, get one free. Well, how about buy one, get free when you buy one of their signature items at Bath and Body Works. This is only till the 8th of April, so don't delay, and we have the coupon for you on that. Tax season's around. Just reminding you, H&R Block, you can file your taxes online absolutely free. And today, if you want to get your hair done, Jen, a free blowout in style at Ulta Salons. They're all across the country.
Ooh, I love Ulta.
Just go look one up and make an appointment. And as the space is limited, you must pre-book appointment in order to receive free service. But, heck, it is free. So if you're doing something special tonight. And here's another thing, the way to save money. As you know, the toughest job of being the CEO of your own home, and nobody does that job better than Mom. You know that. So Vitacost.com has an approach to grocery shopping they call Mominomics. Vitacost has all the better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural and organic foods, all up to 50% off. That makes the Queen of Cheap real happy. And what makes her even more happy, plus orders over $49 get shipped to your door free, so up to 50% off. Free shipping, and that's Mominomics with a capital M.
So I was at Maria Bailey's Mommy Blogger Conference this past weekend, and everybody uses the Mominomics.
Mominomics.
Yeah. So good stuff. Coming up.
VitaCost.com. Take the cost out of healthy living. I have
news about Neil Patrick Harris.
Ooh, I love him.
A little more on Keith Olbermann getting fired, Chevy Chase, and Don Rickles. Interestingly enough.
Well, with the Rickmeister.
Yes. Jennifer will have that info for us in a matter of moments here on Good Day, 17:40 the hour.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter. I hit them. Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, 15 before the hour, it is time now for us to turn our attention to channel 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So where did the channel, where did they stop? Wasn't it 19? Television, the old television?
No, there's 20. Channel 20, Captain 20, yeah.
Oh. All right. At any rate, Jennifer's job is to tell us whether after Richie heard, I didn't hear all of it. Richie apparently heard all of the
Chevy
call.
Chase rant.
Yeah.
Right.
TMZ. It was intense.
Apparently
lots of bad words.
Caught up with him And what did he do as a result of the action the last couple of days? Is Chevy Chase safe or not, Jennifer?
Well, first when TMZ ran into him, he said, Dan Harmon who? Who are you talking about? And he kind of, he said that it was, you know, it was the right thing for him to do at the time.
Tell everybody who didn't hear the original story.
Okay, the original story is that Dan Harmon is the creator of Community. And
television show on NBC.
Right, and he and Chevy Chase got into a disagreement after the final episode had been taped. And so at the wrap party, Dan Harmon led an F Chevy chant, basically, at the party. And so Chevy left promptly and then got on his phone and left a scathing email for Dan saying that was totally inappropriate and a lot more.
And a whole lot more. And we can't post it at our website, but you can go to TMZ and hear it. And it's
crazy.
Wow.
Chevy was even so upset he was not going to come back to the show Community. Well, now he's decided he is coming back. He's accepted Dan Harmon's apology. And
I think I'd come back about getting $100,000 a week to show up on a TV show. I think I'd probably show up.
Especially at this point in
Chevy's career.
Yeah, exactly, right.
They tried so hard to cancel the show, and there are so many fans that...
Who tried so hard to save it?
NBC was going to cancel the show, and the fans spoke out and saved the show, actually. So, anyway, that's the story. So Chevy is safe and sound and will be back for another season of Community. Now, you know who else is all upset and feuding is Ashton Kutcher and Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert is awesome. She doesn't take anybody's stuff at all. She calls people out. She called Kanye West out. She is constantly on Twitter just, you know, keeping everybody in line. Ashton Kutcher was a presenter at the Academy of Country Music Awards on Sunday, and he came out in this total hicky country getup. He had cowboy hat on, kind of a crazy cowboy shirt. He even came out and he sang a George Strait song. And then he presented Miranda Lambert with her Artist of the Year Award. Well, she took to Twitter the other day and said, was it just me? Or was Ashton Kutcher making fun of country music? Watching it back now, I'm kind of wondering. So Ashton responded and said he's the biggest country music fan. He wasn't making fun of it at all. Congratulations again. But several other singers felt that he was kind of disrespectful.
Get a life, will you, peas? Please. That's peas? Get a life. Yeah. Peas. Yeah.
He's having a little fun.
Of course he is. Get off of it. Stop taking yourself so seriously. That brings me around to the story about Don Rickles. Apparently he is going to be honored by the Comedy Awards, and to give it some relevance, it's Jon Stewart who presents the awards, and David Letterman apparently is involved in this as well. The Johnny Carson Award for Comedic Excellence.
Hmm.
I don't think Rickles is funny. Never have.
I do.
I just think he's insulting.
Cruel.
Yeah, he is. He's cruel.
I don't know much about him. Like, I know his name, but I don't know that I've ever seen his
comedy Rickles
show.
Is the kind of guy that would just pick on people.
Yeah.
But it was funny. Like, he was just a full-time roast.
Yeah. Nah, nope.
All right. Funny guy.
So what's the latest on Keith Olbermann? People who like the sort of political talk that goes on some of these television channels, he got fired, and now he's saying what?
That Al Gore couldn't afford him, that's the reason he got let go. Which I don't think is necessarily the case, because old Keith is definitely hard to work with, but he was on one of the late night shows and said that the reason he got removed from the network is because he was too expensive and that Al Gore and Current TV could not afford him.
Yeah. He is the most self-serving blowhard.
He described himself as a $10 million chandelier.
Yeah.
And he was trying to hang up in like a ghetto-style apartment.
Meanwhile,
I tell you, though, he's brilliant. I worked with him when he was very, very young.
But he's obviously very difficult to work with.
But he's got issues, man.
He always watched you, Roberta.
Yeah.
Totally different drummer.
Anybody hear that besides...
Yes, I did. I just ignored it.
What's the story? Neil Patrick Harris, who seems to be one of everybody's favorites now, hosting...
I'd love to see Neil Patrick Harris host the Oscars. I think that would be
awesome. That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? He's just been named to host the 66th Annual Tony Awards. He did it once before.
He's so Broadway.
Is he?
Would you... That's a New York... He's a New York guy.
He's very Broadway.
Yeah. Really? Isn't that interesting?
Sing, dance, act, comic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a member of the LSD troupe then at the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Laughing, singing, dancing.
Yes. Good for him. I like his presence. He has a very positive air about him, as do all of us here on the Good Day program, hopefully. Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug at your service and on your side at 51 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
The Jersey Boy, Tommy the K, is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It is the place every weekend. It ought to be an audio destination for you. Check out Kreidler and Leslie Segretti, who also co-hosts the program. She has, well, I mean, I always am praising her. She has accolades as deservedly as Tom gets some credit for.
She's talented and attractive.
She is talented and attractive, right, exactly. So we'll leave it at that. You draw your own conclusion.
Tom knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
He's talented and attractive.
Right, yeah. Well, he hired Leslie. I think that's probably
correct.
Proved that he knows what he's doing. Other than that, you know, under the circumstances.
Except that I hang out with you guys, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, besides that. Yeah.
That says something. All right, intelligence, when it comes to home improvement stuff, spring is upon us.
It is.
Therefore, we have, actually, I was looking at one of your blogs, time to sell your home because things are looking up in the real estate market. Maybe we'll spend a minute on that, plus a couple of letters for Tom. Home improvement questions and answers here on Good Day in just a moment.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Hi, Tom. We connect your blog, some of the ideas you have, to our Better Living box at DougStephan.com. And you're suggesting to people who read the blog, either Money Pit or DougStephan.com, that it's time to sell your home. If you have the prices going up a little bit, there are still, 3-4% mortgages. So what do you have to do to prepare your home in terms of the physicality?
Well, I think my point in the blog was, is it time to sell your home? And my advice is that you might want to wait just a little bit longer as the upswing continues to move through the remainder of the year. But when you do get ready to sell your house, you want to make smart improvements. You just don't want to throw money at the thing. You want to make it very attractive to the buyer. You have to remember that your home is going to be competing with all of the other homes that are on the market for a particular buyer that's interested. And if you want to make it as attractive as possible, make it as marketable as possible. So let's talk about a few basics. Why do most people sell homes and move? Because there's a lot of growing families out there, right? And the home gets too small for you.
They lost their job and they're broke?
Well, that too. But I mean, the normal cycle is that you outgrow your house. That's why you look for a bigger house, right?
Yep.
Or even if you're going to downsize, your house is still chock full with all of your stuff. You want to try to get rid of as much of it as possible. Put it in storage so that your house doesn't look overcrowded, because people are looking to a house they can expand into. If yours is already packed, they're not going to get that message. Secondly, you want to neutralize the house. What do I mean by that? You know, whatever your decorating tastes are, you can bet whoever walks in the door isn't going to have the same tastes. So why not make the house a neutral palette so that whatever their tastes are, your house is going to look like it can become theirs. So off-white walls, tan carpets, that kind of thing. So that no matter what their decorating tastes, whatever furniture they have, it's going to fit. If they want to personalize it from there, at least you're giving them a good place to start from. Do your mechanical systems a once-over. Make sure that the heating system's been serviced, cooling system, plumbing leaks, all that little minor stuff, and fix up the outside, the cracks, the gaps, you know, the worn-out paint. All of that stuff really impacts curb appeal. And if you want to make one improvement that's got a really good return on investment, landscaping. Always delivers a great return on investment.
Yeah, right, and it doesn't take that much. You can do a lot of stuff. Yeah, you really can. Flowers, cleaning up the weeds, all that good stuff. So not quite yet to the time, but get ready. Start thinking about how to clean things up. The advice from Tom Kreitz. So